You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Darling, you send me. I know you send me. Darling, you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach, here in Radio Park in Racine. Across the state, in lovely somewhere America, Wisconsin, is Mr. Pete Schwabba. You're a Marinette, right? You don't mind if people
Marinette.
Know that, right?
Yeah,
I just want to make sure.
Christmas City, USA. Yeah.
Ah, gotcha. I didn't realize you'd given yourself a nickname. He is coming to us all the way from Marinette, Wisconsin. Dom Lee is on the boards in Madison. We are here with you tonight for one more hour on Nightlight. Thank you so much to Kathy O'Neill for stopping by and having a great discussion with us. Again, author of Weapons of Math Destruction. Her information will be in the show notes. Go to civicmedia.us/shows and then find our show, and you can download past episodes, catch up, do your thing, take us wherever you'd like. You can also listen live on the app. Download the app to your device, and you can listen to talk, you can listen to music, you can get your news, you can call, text, or send a voice message. It's all right there on the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free. Still ahead, we are going to be talking to Tim Sowers, who is the co-CEO and Chief Artistic Experiences Officer of the Overture Center, talking about all the great stuff they have coming on in the next few weeks in their schedule, as well as, you know, maybe his hot takes on TV shows, because as Pete said, he's a TV watcher. And then we got a handy tip at the end of the evening, so don't go anywhere. Lots of programming still ahead. But I think, Pete, the only thing we need to do right now to keep the show moving at a brisk pace, restate that question of the night.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask, Greg. What is the best live show you've ever seen?
Yeah,
and it's a bit vague, and this is kind of sort of honor of Tim Sowers being here tonight. It could be something you saw at the Overture Center, or something you saw in Milwaukee or on Broadway, a music show, a concert, comedian in concert, whatever, live show.
Yep.
State Fair, you got it, bring it, we'll accept it. There are no right or wrong answers. There are only your answers, and it's always more fun when you guys participate. So let us know your favorite live show.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Why don't you go, Greg, first? You're a big music guy. I am actually not a huge concert guy. I've been to a lot of live shows, but yeah, why don't you start us off? I have a feeling yours is going to be music related.
I have not. So, yes, I've been to a lot of concerts. I don't go to a lot of them anymore. I'm very choosy, especially with concert ticket prices. So if I'm going to see a band, I really want to be able to say, all right, I'll invest the Ballortium $100, $3 million. I don't know how much it is to go to a concert, but yeah. So I would say the best show I ever went to was the Flaming Lips in, I think it was 2000. Oh my God. I don't remember what year it was. It was in the late, it was definitely like between 2008, 2012. I know that for sure. But so the Flaming Lips are an amazing band from Oklahoma. I've seen them 8 times in concert. It is a sensory explosion. I don't care if you like them or not. If you love music, you should see this group, because it just has so much energy in life. And what made this so great is that at the beginning of the show, they find people to stand on stage and dance the entire concert. And me and my friends got these passes. And so we got brought backstage and we dressed up like characters from Yo Gabba Gabba and danced on the side of the stage for like 2 hours. It was phenomenal to watch it happen. I mean, I could not believe I was standing there, but it was great. And I got to be there with some of my bestest friends in the world. So that was the greatest concert experience I ever saw in my life. I'd say probably one of the top concerts I ever saw just as a viewer was Radiohead at Alpine Valley. It was so good that I actually thought they were faking. I thought they were doing like backtracks and lip syncing, because it was so perfect, but it was so, so good. But yeah, the Flaming Lips, best concert that I ever saw back at Riverside. It was so cool. So, so cool.
Riverside in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep, absolutely. Loved it.
I have, this is kind of lame, I know, but I have like a 3-way tie, but they're sort of different genres. I'm going to say for like a Broadway musical type, even though it wasn't on Broadway, it was in Chicago at either the Lyric Opera House or the Auditorium. I saw Les Mis in probably 1995 and was blown away. Absolutely phenomenal. Loved it. Fell in love with the show. Saw it a couple more times after that. When it comes to concerts, In 1987, I was at DePaul University, and I got dragged, literally almost, to a U2 concert at the Rosemont Horizon. I know.
Wow.
I was a fan. I just didn't feel like going out, and my buddy Tim McGuire said I got an extra ticket. $20.
What?
So I went, and
was that
I
the Rattlin' Hum Tour?
No, that was Joshua Tree. Yeah, 87. Yeah, Joshua Tree. So I get there, and there's this band on stage opening for them, which made it even better. The Bodines. Had never heard of them.
That's
and
so cool.
They said, you know, during one of their songs, we're from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Place went crazy. Yeah. They were great. Then U2 comes out, and it was just mind-blowing. It was just an amazing show. And then most recently, two summers ago, I finally got to take my kids, my wife too, but my kids to Bruce Springsteen at Wrigley Field, a baseball field I ended up going to a lot as a kid. So yeah. I got to relive that and being at Wrigley and seeing my all-time favorite performer. And it was absolutely 3 hours of magic. So
that's awesome.
There you go. Yeah. Dom, you got one?
I do. Yeah. I do. And it was actually recently. I just moved to Madison and I wanted to go see a concert. So I'm a big fan of Cage the Elephant. And nice. I went to the Sylvia in Madison, and it was beautiful. It was all the pyrotechnics were going crazy, and it was just a really fun time. I went with a few of my buddies, and it was great. I loved it.
I am
that
going
makes a
to,
difference too when you go with great people like you said too, Greg. Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to a concert at the Sylvie next month on the 24th. I'm going to go see Steven Wilson Jr., who is a folk Americana country singer-songwriter, amazing voice, great guitar playing. I'm very much looking forward to it. I heard, though, that there's no seating at the Sylvie. It's standing, and so that is going to be great.
Yep. A lot of people passed out in the concert that I went to. A lot of people, but it was well worth it.
Really?
Well worth it. Mm-hmm.
Grand.
No pressure.
Sydney Politics on the stream says Death Grips. I don't know them. Do you know them?
Great group. That's like a experimental hip hop group. Very, very cool. Very energetic, very emotional. Like there's good, it's very, very good music. I really like them a lot. I imagine that was probably just a bonkers, amazing concert. So, I would like to see them.
I'm not surprised. Sydney's got some cool takes on stuff, and that doesn't surprise me that he likes kind of a cool band like that. Fantastic.
Can I mention the funniest concert I ever went to?
Oh, totally.
So years ago, I had a friend of mine who is a vet, and there's a program where people will buy experiences and donate them to this program for vets. And one of it was to go see Lord, who is a singer from New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And my friend asked me if I wanted to go, and I said yes, because my favorite rap group, Run the Jewels, was opening. I'm like, I want to see Run the Jewels. I only know Lord from that one song. And so we go there, we see Run the Jewels. It is absolutely fantastic. Loved him very much. And then the lights go out for Lord, and what I hear is 14,000 15-year-old girls screaming. I didn't realize who Lord's audience was, and I turned to my friend, I said, I feel like we're at a slumber party we weren't invited to right now. We should go. And we stayed for like 20 minutes, and then we were like, yeah, it's fine, we can go. The tickets were free, and we didn't want to see Lord anyways. Plus, we felt really out of place. So it was a cool concert. Like her concert was very artistic and beautiful and whatnot, but I was there to see Run the Jewels, and it was fantastic.
This is cool. We've got it from the 801, Robert in the cross says, Diana Ross and the Supremes, 1968, Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. Some of these, like some of our older listeners are like, bringing out these shows that I would have killed to be at. That's a great one.
Well, even U2 at you said the United Center, or where was that?
That was at the Rosemont Horizon. '87.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
And they opened with Streets Have No Name, that huge buildup, and they came out, and I was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable.
Did your friend turn you and say, you're happy now you went out?
I'm sure he must have at some point. There was like four of us, and it was ended up being a really fun night. I'm really glad I didn't fail. Monica in Mount Horeb in the 608 says at the Overture, Jersey Boys was absolutely phenomenal. I know some dissed Kiss as overrated, but for rock music, they put one of the best shows on I've ever seen, hands down. I can believe that. They're very theatrical, right? Yeah. Jersey Boys is a great show. It's if you like Frankie Valli, I do. Yeah. I got a speeding ticket coming out of that movie because I was like all amped up from the music. I think I was going about 80 and a 50. But that's a great one. John in Columbia County in the 608 says Jay Giles Band, Peter Wolf, John Giles, Magic Dick, Health Gustman, and Stephen Bland. I don't know if I know a couple of those names are real for sure.
But I know Peter Wolfe and John Giles. I'm not going to speak to the rest of them, but okay. I mean, that's just a good band. They're just a good rock and roll band. So I can imagine they put on a solid show. Anna in Madison listening in the 608 says, "Hi, Pete and Greg. The best live show I saw was Beautiful, the Carol King musical at the Overture Center in June 2017. Wow. I love her music. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. That'd be amazing. That'd be so
Tim
fun.
Will love hearing this stuff. Why don't you do the Tony the Trucker one too, Greg?
Oh,
that's great.
God.
I love this one.
Tony the Trucker in the 608 says, "Gents, 1973 Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon tour, Dane County Coliseum, Madison, all caps, wow."
That is fantastic. I would see, like, I think I've told this story before on the show, but it's been a while. When I was growing up, Pink Floyd, there was a lot of older kids in my neighborhood, and I was just trying to fit in. They all worshipped Pink Floyd. Mm-hmm. And we were hanging out one day at Portage Park Elementary School, just on the steps, you know, and there's some graffiti on the school, and somebody spelled Floyd wrong. I think they had like two L's or whatever.
F-O-F-L-O-I-D. Right.
But it was egregious in the eyes of certain teenage boys, and one of them said, "Whoever wrote that doesn't deserve to own a pen." Now, forget that it was paint and there was no pen involved, but I just thought that was a really funny line and how serious he took his love for Pink Floyd. That was great.
Eric in Madison listening to WMDX says, "Best live show, Nine Inch Nails." That I've seen Nine Inch Nails. Ooh. That's an intense show. I actually went to see their concert, but for the opening band. And when the opening band was done, I'm like, I can go. And my friends were like, "No, we're going to stay." I'm like, okay. And then I'm glad we did. It was so good. It was such a good show.
I can only imagine. That's probably a fantastic show. Yeah. Nick from Marshall says, "I really enjoyed the magic group called The Illusionists at Overture and Natty Nation at the Willie Street Fair and Atwood Fest." Wow, those are a couple great ones. Very Madison. That's a very Madison text right there, Greg, is what that is.
Yeah, very Madison. Really quick, Sydney says, "Also, can my girlfriend Rachel get a shout out? She hurt her ankle today and is recovering watching the show right now on the couch." Of course. Hey, Rachel, take care of yourself. Make sure Sydney gets you your water and food, what you need. Whatever you need, just relax. After you're done with us, watch whatever movie you want to watch. It's your night.
I will say, and I have not had a lot of experience with couples that didn't sound right. Sydney and Rachel are an adorable pairing, and I'm so glad they listened. So, yes, thank you, Sydney.
Thank you so much. Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Greg.
Well, I was going to say we have one more live stream comment here. Joe Bear, Denver. Heart Climax Blues Band was the first concert. Boston ELO, Cake. Cake's a great band. Cake is a great group to see live. They reproduce exactly like their albums and is fantastic.
Really?
Death Cab, Genesis, Hercules and Love Affair. There's a band no one talks about but me and Joe. And then Block Party. Oh my gosh, you've seen a lot of good. Hercules and Love Affair is an amazing band too. If you love like hard dance music, like really, Hercules and Love Affair. Come on now.
He had me at Boston and ELO. I would love to go back in time and see those two bands when they were at their peak. I think that would be fantastic. Thank you, Joe. And the Climax Blues Band.
Great would stuff. It surprise you if I said I have beef against Jeff What's-His-Face from ELO?
I think, did we talk about this? I'm having deja vu here.
I don't think we did. I just have a small, I'm just a small beef against Jeff Lynne from ELO.
Okay.
We can talk about it another time. That's an ultimate tease. And it's something I work through in therapy. It's my
maybe
thing.
Maybe a tip for the day at some point, you know.
It's National Get Over It Day, so why not?
Perfect.
All right. When we come back, we are going to be talking to Tim Sowers from the Overture Center. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Here. Be here now. Don't go anywhere. See you soon. Bye.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach. I'm here in Radio Park in Racine and across the state in lovely Christmas Town, Marinette. I always call it Marinette. Marinette, Wisconsin is Mr. Pete Schwabe. Dom Lee is in Madison, of course, on the ones and twos. And you can always be part of the conversation. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still time to get your answer in for the question of the night. What's the greatest live show you've ever seen? We've been reading your responses throughout the show. You can always be doing that for us. And then, of course, download the Civic Media app. Listen to us anywhere in the world. You can also call, text, send a voice message. Get your news and whatnot on the free Civic Media app. Very excited to welcome our second guest for the evening. He is the co-CEO and Chief Artistic Experiences Officer at the Overture Center. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Tim Sowers. Good evening, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
Wonderful,
I love coming on your show. For sure.
Always.
Always. Yeah. I'm ready for my concerts when we get there.
Listen, why don't we just start off
Can
with
we
that,
start
Tim?
There?
Yeah, I know we're putting you on the spot. You've seen more shows than any of us probably have seen in a lifetime. But like, what is there one that stood out, whether you were scouting something for the Overture or just there as a fan? What really knocked your socks off?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, where? Nice. At the Overture Center?
No.
Or Tapir? Okay. Oh, my God. I was like, how?
No, her jazz show in Vegas.
Yeah.
With her 26-piece orchestra, and she created her own sound with that, and she just loves that music so much. I went back and saw it a second time, and you know what makes her so great is she's an amazing performer, but like her banter, like I felt like I saw two different shows, even though it was all the same music, right? I just love her.
Wow.
She's by far the best concert I've ever seen.
Yeah. She is one of those individuals where, you know, you can give her a bunch of different titles. For me, she's always a musician first, specifically a piano player. Like in my head, I have her in the same, you know, to me, she's like Elton John and Billy Joel, just a singer-songwriter at a piano.
Yeah.
She can make a song that is highly produced sound just as good on a piano by herself. And that to me is the mark of a true artist. And that's what I think of when I think of her as an artist musician first.
Yeah. She's just the best.
Yeah.
That's a great answer, and it means it means a little something extra coming from a guy who's seen so many shows. So
she'd be like great. 80 before she'd get to Overture Center. No,
well, you probably
know, have to come down. And
yeah, I was going to say either get her on the way up or the way down.
She will always be popular. She will always be popular.
Absolutely.
If she ever does play the Overture, even if it's 20 years from now, what a great show that would be too. Just that intimate setting.
Well, you know, and she might, you never know. Like, you know, she's one of these artists who she loves the big blowout concert. She loves the small intimate. She may say, okay, I want to do performing arts centers, right? Yep. You know, you just don't know with her. And lovely.
Absolutely. Tim, we're going to talk about March, but before we do that, let's talk about this big announcement you guys have coming up on April 13th. You're doing a live stream. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's our live stream for the 26-27 season. There's over 30-some shows we're going to announce. We're going to have 8 Broadway shows coming in. 2 of them are Wisconsin premieres next season.
Oh, nice.
It just seems, you know, you're in the middle of a season announcing another season and then I'm booking the 27th. Like what year are we in? 27, 28. I'm doing work in and you know, I live in the future, but yeah, I mean, you know, we're having one of our, a really good, Broadway season this year. We have a lot of subscribers. People love their Broadway shows. As you heard in the concert part where people love Beautiful and Your Les Mis. I saw that same Les Mis production in Chicago in the '90s.
Yeah.
Breathtaking. So some, you know, all kinds of shows, family comedy, music, Broadway.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. I'm looking at the website right now. I mean, I don't live in Madison, so I don't have a lot of experience personally with the Overture Center, but I would love to see a show here. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, let me know when you come to town. I mean, one of the things that I love about Overture Center is, you know, we have all those spaces. In addition to our programming, we have resident companies, we have rentals, we work with, you know, bringing big comedians to the stages. And, you know, it's just great. The whole mix of it is just great.
I mean, I'm looking at this thing right now. There's a lot to talk about with the Overture Center, but something that for me is hitting really cool is Duck Soup Cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's our silent film series that we do with our Grand Barton organ, one of the only few in the country. And, you know, the music is all live. We put some acts as a pre-show and do a kind of vaudeville going back to the, you know, history of the theater, which is in 28 will be 100 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah, 1928. Yeah, that's right. 100 years old, and we're going to do some special. We're talking already about what to do special with that. And, you know, that's, you know, amazing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tim, I would say out of the 30 or so texts we've gotten tonight for this question of the night, which you just answered and said Lady Gaga, there were several, at least three or four, maybe five, that said they saw their favorite show, their best show ever, at the Overture Center. In the mid-teens. And so I thought that was kind of, you just guys are a great staple of the community there.
Yeah, you know, it's great to be able to, you know, bring this national work, right, to Madison, Wisconsin, right? It's like, you know, we draw from 9-10 counties mostly, and, you know, they have same shows going to Chicago, same shows going to Minneapolis, this, you know.
Right.
You know, so it's great. People can stay home.
Hey, that's half the reason why I go or don't go to some shows, because like, how far is it? No, I'm not doing that. When we come back, we'll be talking more with the co-CEO and Chief Artistic Experiences Officer from the Overture Center, Tim Sowers, here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. Don't go anywhere. Be part of the conversation. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You are listening to the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach, coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine. All the way across the street in the state is Pete Schwabba in Christmas Town, USA.
Christmas City. Christmas City.
Christmas Party, USA, Wisconsin. And Dom Lee is, I'm just going to keep on like making up new names for it. So it's going to be, you
know, one of them will stick.
Hanukkah festivities are every year in Marinette. Dom Lee is in Madison on the ones and twos. You can be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Question of the night is, what's the greatest show you have ever seen? You can drop a comment on the live stream, call, text. You can also use the Civic Media app to call or text. Love to hear from you. We're going to be reading some more comments throughout the rest of the show. Heard from great people on Facebook and the text line. But we are going to continue our conversation right now with Tim Sowers, who is the co-CEO and Chief Artistic Experiences Officer at the Overture Center in Madison, talking about all the great shows that they have, the big announcement in April, as well as, you know, some of Tim's favorite shows, including one Lady. No, she's Lady. I was going to say Lord S. But it's Lord Lady Gaga. Gaga. So, Tim, really quick, you know, I'm someone who used to work at a venue, and I feel like it's very easy to, you know, shows that people are like lining up to see. And for you, it's another day at work because you got to work. You got to do your thing, clock in, make sure everything's going. And you're like, I understand why you love this band, but I got to go change the toilet paper in the bathroom right now. What is a show at the Overture that has stopped you in your tracks where you're like, you're trying to do your day, but you're like, I got to watch this, and you're blown away in that moment?
Oh my gosh. It's too vague for me to answer.
Okay.
What has I been blown away? Well, I don't clean toilets, first of all. What have I been blown away? We had a comedian that I did not know who she was. And I mean, I looked her up when we were booking her and stuff, but Leanne Morgan, you know her?
Yeah.
She's funny.
Very
funny. So I went in for, like, I said, oh, I'm going to watch this for 5-10 minutes, and then I'm going home. And then I watched the whole thing. So, you know, that came to help. That was one recently.
Love that. Love that.
All right. So you got the big announcement in April, Tim, April 13th, the live stream on Monday. I recommend everybody check it out. But let's just focus, I mean, on the rest of this month. You guys have a jam-packed schedule. Let's start with Back to the Future, which starts tomorrow night. I think is this live up to everything I hope it will be?
Yes. No, I don't say that tentatively. No, I say yes because if you love the movie, the Broadway musical is very true to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like very true to it. That clock tower sequence is pretty amazing to watch. The technology is cool. The video and the lighting and the car flies, you know, let's hope it does every night, you know, that's tough, right? Like,
yeah,
you're moving a car in, you have to take it apart, you have to ship it to the next town, then you have to put it back together and put it, making sure that it works. And, you know, that's a cool thing. It's what I love about this show more, you know, the traditional Broadway ticket buyer is female, right? Between 40s and 60s. But Back to the Future has a really high male ticket buyer because a lot of fathers are bringing their sons.
That's very cool.
And I love that. Yeah. I love that, right? Like, I love that sharing of it, right?
But it's different generations, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a show that's doing that. It's selling very well. There's still tickets for it. Okay. So, you know, if you love that movie, you'll love that show.
Oh, you got Craig Ferguson. I feel like I'm just looking at your website now. Craig Ferguson's coming in town. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, he comes every couple of years. He's still fun. And, you know, he does pretty well, too, with ticket buyers for that. It's a show I'm going to not miss.
Oh, man, I love – he's such a good show. I love Craig Ferguson. If you are in the Madison area and you have the chance – and if tickets are still available for that one?
There are some tickets available.
I would go see that show. That is a fantastic show. No.
Tim, you have an interesting show coming up on the 28th, 29th. It's under the category Educational Talks Theater. It's at the Playhouse. Steady as she goes. And then Dan Seavey, Confessions of a Great Lakes Pirate. I'm kind of fascinated by ghost ships or shipwrecks, especially Great Lakes ones. Does this have anything to do with that? What is this show about?
Well, this is one of our local arts who is in our building, Four Season Theater. And it's, you know, a new work that they're looking at. I don't know it because it's new. That's all I can say, really, about it.
Keep but us guessing. That's all right.
On the same 2 days, you've got Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark live concert. That is so cool.
Yeah, you know, it's great that we have a symphony and able to do those live film scores are incredible. We just finished earlier this year all 8 of the Harry Potters.
Oh, my goodness.
Oof. Whoa. Right. And they sold well up until the end. Everybody was very interested in doing that. And
nice.
Indiana Jones, you know, same thing, right? Those big classic movies with the good scores brings them in. There's a lot on the road, right? You can do a lot of movies with symphonies right now. It's a hot commodity.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. I mean, are there any dream artists that you would love to see come through the Overture? Someone that like you just haven't nabbed yet, but you would like to get them someday?
Well, you know, he's too big, but for the comedy. But Nate Bargatze, I would love to have him in our building.
That would be very fun.
I love him so much, but he just did the a Lion out here, that 5,000 seater earlier in the year, and sold that out twice.
That is crazy. Unbelievable.
You know, crazy.
Yeah. So. I have a lot of opinions on stand-up comedy and gigantic venues. I feel like yours would be.
I agree 100%. There's something about seeing them personally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and we've had many. We have Charlie Barron's coming up. We all know Charlie Barron's, right?
Yep. Sure. Yeah, of course.
We have 4 in our big hall. 4 shows of Charlie Barron.
Yeah, I was going to say, when he comes through Wisconsin specifically,
right?
This is where he lives. He's always some, but I know that if you don't want to, you don't have to. But I would much rather do, I'd much rather do like 4 to 6 sold out shows of a, you know, smaller venue than 1 5,000 or when I see them coming through the basketball arenas, I'm like, that is just not, that can't be fun.
Yeah, because you're end up, if you're not up close and paid thousands of dollars, you're sitting in the back and watching it on a screen. You might as well be at home and watch it on TV, right? Exactly. You know, it's like, there's something about, and you know, some of the comedians, I mean, he could have, Charlie Behrens could have gone to Alliant to the 5,000 seat and done it.
Yeah.
You know, we had Tom Segura a couple years ago. He also did 2 shows in our venue.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I don't know how you feel the audience when they're so big and so far away. Because, you know, comedy is all about the timing, right?
Mm-hmm. But the Pfizer Forum, I mean, especially if they can't dunk, which most comedians can't, let's be honest. our guest is Tim Sowers. He is the co-CEO of the beautiful Overture Center in Madison and their chief artistic experiences officer. He joins us time to time from to talk about upcoming shows and color television and all kinds of good stuff. Tim, I don't know. Do people still go to see Riverdance? You guys have Riverdance 30 coming up. It just seems like one of those things where I thought it would have died out, but it hasn't.
No.
It hasn't died out. It's still going pretty strong. Not as strong as it used to, right? Of course, but still pretty strong. And, you know, in our state, we have all these Trinity Irish dance schools all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's still very popular. Like, we'll do a Trinity in our free Kids in the Rotunda. And that's like 3 performances at 450. We have to move it into Overture Hall to do it. Do like 3 performances at like 700 or 800.
Oh my
gosh. So like, it's still really big, and you know. So yeah, Riverdance.
A few years ago, and I think it was Meryl Streep who said this. She said, "I wish concerts were there were more matinee concerts. I would go see a band at 1 or 2 in the afternoon." And I went to go see at. See the Paths or Riverside. I can't remember which one it was. Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a sold out show, and he put an afternoon show on there. And I was like, that's the one I'm going to. Do you see artists coming through with different? Is it still traditionally the evening shows with maybe a Sunday or Saturday afternoon? Or are you seeing groups that are actually saying, we'd rather do an afternoon show because this gets people in and out and we're good?
No, only if it's on the weekend.
Gotcha.
Yeah, on the weekdays. But I will say one of the things, you know, Bluey, right? The cartoon Bluey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I know Bluey. You know,
that's still a huge tour. We had it. The first time we had it, we had 4 shows over a weekend and did like 7,200 tickets.
Wow.
Yeah. The last time we had it was on a Wednesday, Thursday, and did like 3,800 tickets. And those Wednesday, Thursday times were at 6 o'clock.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So
where kids got to go to bed.
It'll come back again very soon. And I was like, oh, 6 o'clock. Can we do all our shows at 6 o'clock?
Right. If we're talking weekends, I do not understand the problem. I think you get a lot more people coming out, you know, at the venue that I helped run. Late shows were tough, man. 10 o'clock shows are tough to get people to come out to because, especially post-COVID, I would say a lot of time, we have to give them a reason to put their pants on. They've got Netflix and Hulu and all these things, and we when a show's at 10 o'clock, people can say, I'm not sure.
Well, you know, for Broadway, we have a Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, a Sunday afternoon, and Sunday evening, and the Saturday and Sunday matinees are very popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because people drive from, you know, from all over to come see a show, and so I don't know. I like afternoon too. I'd be there with you.
Well, Tim, if you can't make it happen, nobody can. So we're looking to you. Hey, before we let you get out of here, are you binge watching anything on colored television that you could share with us?
Well, I just finished because I had to see what all the hype was about because I think it's the show that had the most press I've seen in years.
Is it? Yeah.
Heated Rivalry.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? My wife is obsessed.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and it was good. I mean, it was, it's what people want to watch right now, right? Like, it's, I don't know. I just was like, wow, they really are getting away with a lot here. But let's do it. HBO. I hope HBO can keep its
brand
in the the buyout. I hope they can keep their brand, because I have to say they invest their money wisely mm-hmm. in artists to develop work for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I hope that continues. Last night I just watched, because I'm, you know, Oscars are coming.
Yeah.
Last night I just watched Hamnet.
Yeah. Oh, I still haven't, that's still, I got two left. Ooh, that's one of them.
That good?
Yeah, I hear it's
that
great.
That was really good.
Did you see Begonia?
No.
That was kind of predictable. All right.
Yeah.
Really? That's,
does it? I don't know. A lot of the Oscar movies this year are kind of dreary. like, they're so serious.
Well, we'll have to talk with you again soon about the big announcement coming up for the Overture Center. Yeah, please come on back. We'll do that. We have been talking to Tim Sowers, who is the co-CEO and Chief Artistic Experience Officer of the Overture Center. We will put their information in our show notes. Go see a show. Check it out, especially the afternoon ones. Thank you so much, Tim. Have a great night.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Right. When we come back, more texts from you, as well as a handy tip from Pete and Greg. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach, coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine across the state. I've got Pete in lovely Holiday Corner, USA.
That'll work.
That'll work. Yep, there you go. Make my uncle mad. Holiday Corner. Happy holidays. We are coming to you live on the Civic Media Network. We are with you for a few more minutes, but don't go anywhere. There's still lots of programming after us, and then we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. What do we have on the old? We're going to be talking to Cortland Dahl about meditation, why meditation is important. He's a research scientist at UW Medicine, works with meditation. That's going to be a great discussion.
Very cool.
We'll have our question of the day, which you can be a part of. And why don't you follow us on the social media? Search Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. And you can find us on the YouTube channel for Civic Media. And then I don't think we are on the Twitter. I think we were.
They might be re-evaluating that, but we'll let you know if we're back on there for sure. Yeah,
it's fine. You know, Instagram, Instagram, and Facebook. Instagram. And here's one thing I'll ask everyone to do. It's a simple request. Tell one person about the show. That's it. Text someone. Talk to a coworker, family member, whatever. Just tell one person. That's all I ask. Just tell one person about the show. That'd be nice.
I'm going to add a little something that when you tell them about the show, say something good. If you don't want to say something good, don't tell anybody about the show.
and we appreciate everyone for getting in contact with us tonight. The question was, what is the greatest live show you've ever seen? And it didn't have to be music. It could be anything. And we heard from a lot of individuals on my personal Facebook page. My friend Tim, let's see here. Oh my gosh, lots of answers here. My friend Tim said he saw David Bowie in the Sound and Vision Tour in 1990. That's amazing. Jenny Brand says Foo Fighters during a thunderstorm at the Marcus Amphitheater. My friend Amy said The Clash opening for The Who in 1982 at the Pontiac Silverdome.
Oh man, that's a great one.
Oh my goodness. And then the Nick said the entire Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, start to finish, performed entirely live. It was someone's senior project in college, $5, and the best show I've ever seen.
That's prices $5. Like that, you can't afford to.
I mean, come on now. And then my dear friend Mike Hover says Weird Al, which was the very first concert I ever saw. Weird Al opening for the Monkees, 1986.
Did he sing Eat It? Yeah, that would be Eat It years, right?
Because I don't know if he had Eat It. He was touring on Like a Surgeon, so I don't know if he had Eat It yet. But it was so fun because he did the surgery on stage. He had the whole thing going. It was fan-friggin-tastic. So do you have any more that you found through? All right.
Just let me just say, get yourself an egg and beat it. Genius. Love it. Brilliant. Dave on the stream says, Hell's Kitchen, the musical. I wasn't sure about it, but it blew me away. I'm not even familiar with that show. Thank you, Dave. That's a great one.
I didn't even know that Back to the Future was a musical until like last year.
I am going to try to peek my head in over there. I'm going to try to sneak in. And since I know Sours isn't on the property, I'm going. I almost said a phrase I probably can't say. Sheila Rosenberg on social media says it was February 2006, the Abbott Brothers at the Oneida Casino. It was a small show in the lounge area of the casino itself. I was able to attend with two or three of the shows they played that weekend. Outstanding stuff. She says it's a great memory that I think of often. Robert Bro, the Purple People at the Roller Dome in Marinette, 1975, maybe? That's Christmas City, USA to you guys scoring at home.
That sounds like a highly 1970s concert. The Purple People at the Roller Dome. Oh, my God.
Bob's an opera singer now, but his parents owned the Roller Dome back then.
Nice.
So he's got some inside info. He's getting a taste of the door. Daniel Francis Thine says, comedy in order. Yeah, okay. Pete Schwabba. Brian Regan. Brian Regan's coming after me. Did you hear that, Greg? Howie Mandel, Jim Gaffigan, Louis Anderson, Pauly Shore, another almost Marinette resident. Rita Rudner. Almost every comedian at the Skyline.
Yeah.
Music, Bob Seger, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, AC/DC, Night Ranger, Kool and the Gang. Tim Wargula, Three Dog Night in the early 70s. Ian on social media says mid 80s, the Chattanooga double bill with Blue Oyster Cult and Rush. Love it. He says, well, that's a long text. I don't even think we have time for that. Those are great, you guys. Thank you so much for participating. It was fun.
And one that just came through, a friend of mine, Mary, I've known her since I was 4 years old. Prince live at the Super Bowl halftime show. Greatest thing I've ever experienced. Oh, my God. I didn't know she was. My goodness.
Here's one more quick one, too. John from Columbia says, UFO, life out in London. Rock on, sucks to be old. Thank you, John. Great text, everybody.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for letting us know your thoughts for the evening's question. Really quick, before we get out of here, let's do a quick tip of the night. All right, I will
not
do the tip
quick.
Of the... No, okay. You got the music, Dom? There we go. Do it. Yeah!
Love it.
Brought to you by the Jim Henson Company, owned by Disney. Really quick here, the tip of the night comes away all the way from London as they were doing their yearly... What is it called? Wife-carrying contest in Surrey, England. A couple by the names of Timu Tur...
Tuvinian?
Timu and Yata. We're just going to call them Timu and Yata from Finland were crowned the winners by carrying their wife 1 minute and 45 seconds. The prize? A barrel of local ale. Here's my quick tip for the night. I'll buy you beer. You don't have to do this. And also, again, every time people from Europe or England want to look down their noses at America and be like, you've got this contest. You roll down hills for cheese and your snacks are just as garbage as ours. So you're no better than us. All right. You can keep your tea. Pete, what are your thoughts?
Very well said. I don't know. All I'll say is it's funny because it says you don't. Silly costumes are encouraged. Racers can be male or female, carrying anyone over 18 weighing at least 50 kilograms, 110 pounds. Mm-hmm. You don't have to carry your own wife, but. It has to be a wife. So I don't know what is going on over there. It sounds a little on the down low. It sounds a little freaky.
It's very.
But anyway, that's something I don't see myself ever doing. So.
All right. Well, there's a handy tip for the night, and we're going to get out of here. Thank you so much to Dominic, to Tucker, to Engineering Traffic. Thank you to everyone who called, texted, left a comment on the live stream. Thank you to Tim, to Kathy, our guest this evening. Come back tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m. We are going to be here having a wonderful show for you. Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
Good night, folks. Have a great night.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.